Hi, this is Larry London. We welcome you once again to Border Crossings. And Matt Simons is a singer and a songwriter. And he joins us today from a hotel room in some point unknown around the world. And he's here today to talk about his brand new album, Identity Crisis. So we welcome you, Matt Simons. It's nice to have you on The Voice of America.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Now, first of all, let me establish where you are. You're in a hotel room.
That's true.
Well, let's figure it out where.
In Nashville, Tennessee.
Music City. All right. Well, that's a great place. Right. Is that where you're from originally, or where did you grow up?
I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I moved to New York for about 15 years, and now I'm back in California in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. And it's always been music? That's been your passion from the beginning?
It's always been music since I was a wee lad.
But it was classical music when you started, and actually opera.
I did some classical piano growing up, and I have classical music in my family. I had a couple grandparents that are opera singers. Mm-hmm. But, you know, actually, I focused on jazz music. That was what I did for many years, and dabbling in pop as well. And then when I graduated from college, I decided to do pop full time.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, pop music, what would have been your influences as far as pop goes? Because it's an interesting transition or progression from, you know, your early days in an opera world to jazz to now pop. So what is it that drew you into pop?
I've always had a love for it, even though when you're studying jazz, pop is kind of a bad word. You know, it's sort of like seen as a lesser form of music, which I don't believe is true. But I mean, from a young age, I was always way into the Beatles, way into Michael Jackson, way into all that old Motown stuff, you know, Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye, Otis Redding. So I've had a love for that style of music for a long time.
Mm-mm. So you become one of the cool kids, I guess. I mean, you went from playing the clarinet to actually rocking out with a guitar.
What, you're saying the clarinet isn't cool?
Well, not in the pop sense. I don't know that Justin Bieber's got a lot of clarinets behind him.
that sounds like his problem.
Matt Simons is our guest, and he's in Nashville and originally from San Francisco. So Identity Crisis, this is a very personal album for you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, it's an identity crisis in a couple of different ways. You know, you mentioned the history of going from classical to jazz to pop music, folk music, soul music. Whenever I get asked in interviews to describe my music, you get that question a lot. Like, describe it in three words. I like to say it's an identity crisis. You know, I'm still trying to figure out who I am, but taking from all these different styles. And I think this record shows that range of the, you know, just the things that I, the influences that I have and the music that I love. Mm-hmm. And the second way is, you know, I've struggled a lot in the last probably 10 to 15 years with, you know, anxiety and panic attacks, and being a performer, it's been really tough. You get on stage and you start having that feeling like, you know, something's going to go wrong. And it's not really something that was talked about before. And I feel like it's becoming a part of the conversation now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the songs on this album are about that.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And more and more so, because everybody that I'm talking to lately in the last couple of years, as you say, starting to reveal a side of themselves that otherwise years ago, it was taboo. You would never talk about your own struggles. You could sing about it from a third person sense. But now people are actually using the platform in a very positive way to tell other people that it's okay to have some struggles and some issues. And I do. And here's how I got out of those.
Yeah. Turns out a lot of people were hiding something. But yeah, I think it's important to, it just, you know, helps people feel less alone in that struggle. Mm-hmm. Knowing it's okay to talk about.
And you're peeling away the layers, you know, of onion, so to speak, for yourself. And I find it interesting that someone, you know, and you're not the only one, like I say, many, you know, Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes, a lot of artists have talked about, even Beyonce, about their issues going on stage, and they, you know, Beyonce has an alter ego to cope with the pressures of going out on stage in front of people. It's an interesting career choice to be somebody who struggles with anxiety, you know, under pressure and stress and whatnot, and then put yourself in that position night after night after night.
What were we thinking as performers? I guess, you know, part of it is the, because there is that darkness, that is what makes you want to express it and put it out into the world and share it. So mm-hmm. sort of you have one with the other. Mm-hmm. And it just, I guess it's not that surprising that there are so many performers, maybe a higher percentage even than the general population, that struggle with these sort of things, because that's just right. what comes along with the career.
Mm-hmm. And music is therapeutic to begin with. I mean, it's a way of expressing things that, you know, I mean, that otherwise you couldn't. You do it through music. Absolutely.
I mean, therapeutic, and yes, truly physically therapeutic. You know, your vagus nerve, which, you know, helps control some of your anxiety, and that's, you can sort of exercise that by singing physically. Like, it's truly a therapeutic thing for me. I find that I have a lot, if I have done a lot of singing, then I feel better afterwards.
Mm-hmm. So Identity Crisis is kind of a reflection of some of the challenges. And from what I understand, some of the songs on the album are being streamed so well. I mean, you've got 50 million streams on one of the songs that you put out recently.
Yeah, you know, a couple of the songs have really reached people. There's a song called Better Tomorrow, which I wrote specifically about panic attacks and the sort of the mantra that I like to repeat to myself, you know, all that, you'll feel better tomorrow. And I've gotten a lot of messages from people saying that that's something that they connect with a lot.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of connection, we're going to ask if you'd sing a song right now for our audience. We've got, you know, a couple songs. We got you here for a while. I know you're going to perform. So what are you going to do for us first?
You know, I'd love to do a song, an older one of mine. It's called Open Up. That's about open communication between people. I'd love to do the new single, which is called In Case You Missed It. And I'd like to do my biggest song, which is called Catch and Release.
Okay, so the first one's called Open Up. That's what we're going to hear.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to check it out right now. Matt Simons is going to perform Open Up right here for us. Let's enjoy this here on Border Crossings.
You're hard to talk to. That wall around you, don't look at me that way. What can I do to build that bridge to find you? I don't know what to say. Come on and open up my love. Why don't you tell me what's really on your mind? On and open up my love. Tell me what you need so we don't have this fight. On and open up my love. I know it's a front you've been hiding behind. Come on and open up my love. Why don't you tell me what's really on your mind? I know you want to do that thing you always do. You get in your head. And that door stays shut, puts this space between us. You make it hard to guess. Come on and open up my love. Why don't you tell me what's really on your mind? Come on and open up my love. Tell me what you need so we don't have this fight. Come on and open up my love. I know it's a front you've been hiding behind. Come on and open up my love. Why don't you tell me what's really on your mind? I don't believe the last thing that I said's the real reason you're so upset. Come on and open up my love. Why don't you tell me what's really on your mind? Come on and open up my love. Tell me what you need so we don't have this fight. Come on and open up my love. I know it's a front you've been hiding behind. Come on and open up my love. Why don't you tell me what's really on your mind?
Crossings, Matt Simons, and the song is called Open Up. And you say that's from a few years ago.
Yeah.
Tell me about where you were at when you wrote that song. What was going on?
I wrote that one, I think it was, must have been about 2017. And it was within the writer's room with two really wonderful writers named Scott Harris and Emily Warren. And we were just talking about that moment in a relationship where you know that there's something wrong with your person, but they won't tell you what it is. And also I know I've been on both sides of that. So it can be hard to I was like, hey, come on, like, tell me what's wrong. Mm-hmm. Give it up. I know there's something.
No,
writing about that moment, but also in a loving way, not like you to avoid the fight.
Right. Now I find it interesting. And you will be the first to admit, for whatever reason, and I want to find out the reason, you have been very well received in Europe, more so than here in the United States, at least initially. The people in Europe tend to have embraced your sound, your style, your message. You've been number one in the Netherlands and other places throughout Europe. You've performed in these places. So what is it that you think makes the connection a little easier for Matt Simons outside of the U.S., outside of your own backyard?
You know, I asked myself that same question and I couldn't tell you. There's something about, I don't know if it's something about the lyrics that I write, but it really seems to connect with a European audience. It started out in the Netherlands. I had a song called With You many years ago that was featured on a Dutch television show, like primetime Dutch TV. And before that, I had never had anything really going on in my music career other than playing bars and weddings around New York. So it started in the Netherlands. I had a couple years of playing exclusively in the Netherlands. And then I had a song called Catch and Release that sort of made it to the rest of Europe and kind of around a little bit more around the world. So those stepping stones, never really made it to America. Maybe if I had a more opportunity over here, it could have connected in the same way, but I don't know. I'm very grateful for whatever audience I can have. So,
well, hopefully we're picking up some new fans for you today. And Matt Simons is our guest. Now, one of the things that I hear from artists like yourself who have performed internationally is that they've observed that people do pay attention to the song lyrics, to the words much more carefully because maybe perhaps it's not their first language. English is their second language. So they really, really pay attention to those words. Would you agree that that's one of the differences?
I definitely, you also get messages like, hey, can you explain this lyric? And I'm like, no, not really. I have to think about it myself for a second. Like, hold on, give me a minute. So they'll call you out on it too. Say like, explain this to me, which is, it's fun to have my own self-reflective moment with the lyrics when people are kind of poking around and asking about them.
And it's got to feel great when they know the words to your songs, but they can barely speak English. That has to be kind of rewarding.
It's pretty cool. I remember the first time I was playing in a city in the Netherlands called The Hague. And for the first time, there was a sold out room and I could stop singing and the audience could sing the words back to me. And I'll never forget that moment. And, whenever it happens to this day, I'll never take it for granted. It's a dream come true.
Yeah, those are the moments that you carry for your entire career. The experiences, the first times and things like that. We've got Matt Simons on the show and Identity Crisis is the name of the new album. Would you do another song for us?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is the new single. It just came out a few weeks ago, and it's called In Case You Missed It.
Mm-hmm. All right. Matt Simons, in case you missed it, here on Border Crossings.
So, I don't really know what the game is. I don't even know how to play it. You're taking your time getting back. Oh, I thought we left that back in high school. The way you got me waiting here for you. Ain't nobody got time for that. You don't need to lie to me, let it be known. If your social anxiety's having a go, yeah, whatever it is, you can always let me know. 'Cause I don't wanna be somebody you miss. I don't wanna be somebody you wish. You had another chance to change the ending. I can't wait around if we're pretending. I don't wanna keep some promise you broke. I don't wanna be somebody that you used to know. I said it once, I'll say it once again, in case you missed it. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. In case you missed it, I'll say it once again, in case you missed it. I'm doing all I can to be patient, but I don't really know how to fake it. Why are you playing with my head? Like what we have is a good thing, but it's harder to remember the feeling when you're leaving me on red. But most of the time I do better alone, but when we're together I feel like I'm home. Yeah, I gotta believe that you feel it, let me know. 'Cause I don't wanna be somebody you miss. I don't wanna be somebody you wish. You've had another chance to change the ending. I can't wait around if we're pretending. I don't wanna keep some you broke. I don't want to be somebody that you used to know. I said it once, I'll say it once again, in case you missed it. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. In case you missed it, I'll say it once again, in case you missed it.
Border Crossings, he's Matt Simons, and that song is In Case You Missed It. It's brand new from Identity Crisis. It's the new single, which just came out not too long ago. And so what was the story of that song? Where did you write it? What inspired you to write that song?
This is one of the few songs that I actually wrote during pandemic. And I wrote it with my friend Chris, who you saw playing guitar with me, and the two of us wrote it. And we were, you know, I've been with my wife for about 10 years. We've been married for 3. I'm trying to call back to that time in a relationship where you sort of, it's early days and you're texting back and forth and trying to find the balance between how much you communicate and how much you should like kind of pull back. You don't want to seem overeager, but you also don't want to seem uninterested, and just that kind of dance that gets played. And if you're not getting the responses you're looking for, be like, hey, come on, like we're trying to make this work, right? Like get back to me about it. That's what the song's about.
Matt Simons is talking with us today. Are you going out on tour for the new album?
You know, I'm actually out on tour right now. Mm-hmm. I'm the album comes out on May 6th, and I'll be in Europe opening for two cellos in arenas all over Europe, and we'll have some albums there for sale. So I'll be promoting it, and yeah, pretty fun.
So two cellos, how do you connect your music, your pop genre, with two cellos?
It's interesting. You should ask. It doesn't sound like it should work, but it's been working really well. We've been doing a bunch of shows in America, and you know what they're doing is they're doing a lot of really fun pop covers on cello, instrumental covers. And you know, it's not a totally classical music crowd, because that might not be the best fit. But the crowd so far have been really open and receptive, and they get there early for my opening set. And you know, I get a lot of great feedback at the end of the show. So it's been really a great return to playing shows after these 2 years.
And this is an international tour or just a U.S. tour?
Yeah, international. So we did started out in Chicago, came all the way down like the East Coast. Now Nashville playing tonight and heading out to the West Coast, and then starting Eastern Europe in May, and all the way up to ending in Wembley in London.
Matt Simons is our guest. Identity Crisis is the name of the new album. Would you do another song for us?
Sure, I'd love to. I'd love to do, yeah, the song that kind of put me on the map in the rest of Europe. There's a remix of it, but we'll do the acoustic version. The song is Catch and Release.
Catch and Release. Matt Simons on Border Crossings.
There's a place I go to when no one knows me. It's not the only, it's a necessary thing. It's a place I made up, find out what I made of. The nights I stayed up, counting stars and fighting sleep. Let it wash over me, ready to lose my feet. You take me off to the place where one reveals life's mystery. Steady on down the line, lose every sense of time. You take it all in and wake up that small part of me. Day to day I'm blind to see and find how far to go. Everybody got their reason, everybody got their way. We're just catching and releasing what builds up throughout the day. It gets into your body and it flows right through your blood. We can tell each other secrets and remember how to love. Da-da-dum, da-dum-dum-dum. Da-dum-dum-dum. Da-dum-dum. Da-da-dum-da-dum-dum-dum. Da-dum-dum-dum. Da-dum-dum. There's a place I'm going, yet no one knows me. If I breathe real slowly, I let it out and let it in. It can be terrifying to be slowly dying. Also clarifying where we end, where we begin. So let it wash over me. I'm ready to lose my feet. You take me off to the place where one reveals life's mystery. Steady on down the line, lose every sense of time. You take it all in and wake up that small part of me. Day to day I'm blind to see and find how far to go. Everybody got their reason, everybody got their way. We're just catching and releasing what builds up throughout the day. Gets into your body, it flows right through your blood. We can tell each other secrets and remember how to love. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Everybody got their reason, everybody got their way. We're just catching and releasing what builds up throughout the day. It gets into your body, it flows right through your blood. We can tell each other secrets and remember how to love.
Border Crossings, Matt Simons, Catch and Release. I'm sure you know that song, 50 million plus streams and growing every day. And so did you ever imagine there'd be something like 50 million anything associated with your name?
When I first started out, no, those numbers seem crazy. I just, a couple of days ago, passed 1 billion streams on Spotify, which was a number that doesn't even seem real. So pretty exciting. You know, I'm thrilled that I've been able to connect with so many different people around the world.
And all you're asking is for $1 for each of those streams. That's it. Just one. You don't need, you're not being greedy. Just one.
Just $1 per stream. Come on. Is that so?
$1 per stream. An instant billionaire overnight. Matt Simons has been our guest. And where can people find your album and more information about you? What are your social media sites? Where does Matt Simons hang out?
You know, my favorite is, like a true millennial, is Instagram. It just feels like it makes the most sense. I have been making some TikToks while on the road to where I've got a social media helper. It's helping me out, and I'm making TikToks. I feel significantly too old to be doing it, but you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, I got Facebook. I got it all, but definitely on Apple Music, Spotify. You know, we're selling CDs on the website somewhere.
And what is the website address?
MattSimonsMusic.com.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the troops who tune in or the worldwide audience? Because we are a global broadcast network, and you do go globally around the world, and you're known around the world. So this is your chance to say hi to all your fans internationally, and also the troops are listening.
Sure. I just want to say, hey, you know, thank you so much for your service to our country. And I hope I can play somewhere. I'd love to do a bass. I've done that in the past, and to do that again would be really awesome. So cheers, y'all. Hope to see you soon.
All right. Well, Matt Simons has been our guest today. MattSimonsMusic.com is his website. And the new album, as he mentioned, is available wherever you can buy music these days. Identity Crisis is the name of the new album. Thank you so much, Matt, for being our guest today.
Sure. Thanks so much for having me.
It's been a pleasure. Your music sounds great. We look forward to seeing you again in the future. You know, the next time you tour through D.C., don't be a stranger. Come by and see us in the studios downtown.
Absolutely. Would love to.
Hopefully we're past this COVID stuff by then.
I think we'll have figured it out.
Matt Simons is our guest. My name is Larry London, and you're watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.